So for day four now at Trent Bridge, looks like a glorious day, and plenty of people have come along for the entertainment.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I'm having a whale of time. Yesterday I was sitting with John Major for about 2 or 3 hours, and I'm sat with Dickie Bird now, you know. We're just, you know, exchanging, sort of reminiscing, rather, you know, old times, and talking about the day's play. Yes, indeed. India still have a lead of 92. Jimmy Anderson going great guns, along with Joe Root. So India have got to break this last wicket deficit as quickly as possible if they want any hope of winning, because then they'll have to come and bat and score runs very, very quickly. And hopefully put England in for the last few overs today, you know, playing on Alistair Cook's mind that he's going through a bit of a lean patch and all that. And hopefully, you know, get his wicket today and get 9 more tomorrow. That will be India's hope. But everything doesn't go on hope. You know, and so, I mean, let's just see what happens. I mean, still, India have got to take this last wicket partnership. Jimmy Anderson's now on 33, Joe Root's on 82, and I think Root will definitely be going for his 100, and Jimmy will be trying his best to give him, you know, just to stay up with him so that he gets his ton.
Yes,
a well-deserved ton, if I may add.
Jimmy's very close to a career best now. What about the mood in the India camp?
Well, they're quite cock-a-hoop about it because, you know, it's the first test is always a sparring thing. They're sort of, you know, watching each other and all that. And India at least played more positive cricket. They bowled on the wicket, whereas England had negative bowling outside the off stump, you know, which was boring to everyone and not conducive to good cricket, you know, putting spectators away. And not helping their own cause by not getting wickets. I think England shot themselves in the foot by bowling negative outside off stump, and I'm just waiting for the batsmen to make mistakes. Whereas Indian bowlers have actually tried to get the English batsmen out, and you know, more or less succeeded in doing so. So I mean, all in all, it's been a good, excellent, you know, 3 days of cricket. The fourth day is this. The Trent Bridge is full. All the tickets have been sold out, and everyone's enjoying the sunshine.